have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my guy got me. I'm unstoppable.
We can't stop what is meant to prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an LA Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I won Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna with me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
As a host, I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen, write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high. The power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi. Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye. Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time, it'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane. Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, all I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late. I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel, but the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Resurrection, stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection, no question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama, all glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
All right. Welcome, welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Ryan. Oh, God is good. We want to thank you for joining us on today. I ask that you just continue to pray with us as we continue to do the will of God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you that are listening out there. I know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So we want to send a shout out to our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson on today, as well as to you, each of you, the listening audience. I'm so grateful that you could join us on today. Listen, there are so many great and wonderful things going on in our area, in our lives. I want you to be assured today that God is with us. All right. God is with each and every one of us. So I just want you to be relaxing in the fact that God loves you. He cares about you, and he never will leave you or forsake you. He is Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And do you know him to be the Lord of your life? On today, we're going to be talking about serving the King. Serving the King, because we need him each and every day. We need to know what it's like to follow his will, follow his way, and know that he's with us each and every day. So I send a shout out to each of you, the listening audience, Dr. Kenny Robinson, our Elation family, and to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you so much for being with us and always supporting us. I want to say to you today, before we begin, that God is good. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, know that God is good. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. If this is your first time listening in, I want to share with you. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yes, that will inspire for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. Before we begin, we want to always welcome the Lord to come in and have his divine will and way. There is none like him. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We trust him. Can you say today that you trust him with your life? All right? That is a statement that we not only think about, but as believers, we live. And if you are not saved on today, we always invite you to become a family member in the body of Christ. Listen, there is life and liberty with the Lord. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we thank you, O God, for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for taking time to be with each and every one of us on today, for giving us life, for giving us peace, for giving us grace. All that you have given us on this day, for that we say thank you. We ask that you will lead God and direct us in this podcast. We openly acknowledge we can't do it without you. We need you on today. We need you to help us, to lift us, to strengthen us, that we become all that you would have us to be. And we thank you in advance for loving us and taking care of every matter in our lives, our ups, our downs, our trusting in you the more. We say thank you for who you are and what you've done. And to that one that doesn't know you, oh God, we ask that they will be drawn closer to you, that they will receive you in their lives, and that they will have life eternal because they received you as their Lord and Savior. Be with us as we go through this podcast. Bless and hear every request of those listening in. And Father, we thank you in advance for all that you will have done. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive us of our sins as we forgive others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as we said, we're going to be talking about serving the king. I want you to think about what royalty looks like. I want you to think about how we view a king. You know, we use that word kind of loosely at times, and I want us to take a moment to just go over in our mind's eye, what do we mean when we're talking about serving the king? Are we talking about the one with the crown, the very nice cape, the one that sits on the throne? We've seen coming to America, and we've seen the analogy of kingdoms, and we see what it is with our Queen Elizabeth and all of these things. But what does it mean to serve the king? So when we're thinking about those thoughts and we see those things, How do we fit into that? Are we seeing ourselves as the subjects that we've seen in the movies that are bowing to the king, bowing and acknowledging them, revering them? Are we the ones that are dancing like we see that praise the Lord, but we're dancing on the sidelines, right? What is your thought pattern of what it means to serve the king? Is it an humble spirit, one that knows that you can't do anything without the Lord? These are things we have to know when we come into relationship with the king. First of all, to know who he is and to know how to address him, to know how to subject ourselves to his will. So on today's lesson, we're going to be talking about someone who knew how to live in the presence of King and yet understand the King was in charge. Let me say that again. We're going to be talking about someone who served and lived with a king, but he knew the king was in charge. And that is none other than Nehemiah. We're going to be studying from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, okay? So that we can understand what it is that God was saying. You know, I want you to know that when he was serving, he understood his role. As believers, we have got to understand our role, what it means to be saved, what it means to be subjected to the word of God, what it means to be whole, what it means to take a stand. Because this is what the world is looking at. Who are you as a believer of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? So we're going to begin by seeing what Nehemiah saw, right? We're going to understand the role that he had, and we're going to understand why he did what he did. What was his passion? How was he able to fulfill it? Why did he choose to do what he did? Because it's important not to just do something. In every decision we make in life, we should know why we're doing it, and the motive of why we do it is what will sustain us. If we do something for something that's temporary, it lasts for a short time. But anything God-given that is for longevity, there's always a strategic plan, and that's how he wants us to carry it out. So let's read in the first chapter of Nehemiah. What Nehemiah began with, because before you start off, you should never take off running without knowing where you're going. You should never take off running not having any instructions. You should be prepared and thinking towards the things that God is teaching you and telling you to do. Nehemiah 1, beginning with the first verse, says, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Akalai. And it came to pass in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, the Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Let's stop right there. Here he has someone coming to tell him about what is going on. Let me stop right here to say, when you hear of a matter that needs assistance, are you quick to respond? Are you one to think about what's being said, how it's being said, and what to do? Or do we just hear things and let it be heard? Do we pray about the direction of whatever that need may be in order to fulfill what God would want done? I am a firm believer that every gift we have from the Lord that he wants us to use, he will give us wisdom on how to use it. He will give us how to proceed, fill his will. But we have to listen. We have to pray. We have to communicate with him in order for it to be fulfilled. The flesh can easily do a lot of things, but the spirit man connects with God, and it will convict you if it's not right in his sight. So when people say, oh, I just did that, there had to be something else driving us to do something. And if it displeases God, there also had to be something else that gave you an indicator it was wrong. Let's move on. Verse 4, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Remember, we stated, what do you do? Because when you are a firm believer of the Lord, you're going to have a way to serve him. You're going to have a way that will come through that you're able to complete and do what he needs you to do. But notice Nehemiah's approach. Nehemiah's approach was that he would pray and he would fast before who? The God of heaven. He did that so that God would know he's in control. I want you to know on today as a believer, we must fulfill the work of God that he knows, that he is first. When we acknowledge him in our trials, in our tribulation, he gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. But we acknowledge him because we need him. As we began the podcast today, in our prayer, we acknowledged we need him. We want our Heavenly Father to recognize he is first. Verse 5, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Notice how he spoke to God. He didn't talk to him as if he didn't know he was the king. He didn't talk to him as if he never understood he was Lord. What he did do is acknowledge the fact of his greatness. He acknowledged the fact that he is the one that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. There's something about the word covenant, a contractual agreement that God makes with us from heaven, that he says he will do what he said he will do. He will be what he said he'll be. He will do it with the integrity and character of who he is. But there's another part that we read there about observing his commandments. Why is that important? Because God is not a one-sided God. We are in mutual relationship with him. We love him and call on his name. We worship him and honor him. And he, in turn, is our Father. He loves us. He cares for us. He takes care of us. He makes sure we have what we need. He looks over us and assigns angels to us that we have protection. I want you to know he is powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, ever-knowing everything that's going on in your life. So therefore, knowing who he is, we should reverence him and honor him. And in doing so, his covenant will be kept. Let's go to verse 6. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. What is he saying? He acknowledged not only was he a great God, not only was he the one that would hear and answer his prayer, but he took humbleness and ownership that sin had been in the camp, that there had been things that had happened, that things that would destroy the lives of God's people, and that things were being destroyed because of that sin. Why is it important when you pray to acknowledge sin? Not just to be forgiven, but to own up to the fact that something wasn't right and we need his help. Repentance, godly repentance, allows us to go to him not just in fear of he's going to get me, but the love element of knowing when I bear all to you that I am safe. There is no one else we can go to fully 100% that we could not think would never go back and say what we are done. Listen, we can rest in him. We can trust in him. We can lay all on the altar and he will hear. Nehemiah found this comfort and strength in God that we should find as believers. He acknowledged sin and even the sins of his father, that God would hear it. 7, we have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Can you imagine talking to God, owning up to all of that, and yet understanding you still need him? Oh, I get joy when I think about that, that you still need him and that he had enough wisdom to know not only to acknowledge the sin, but have the comfort, the ability to know God was still going to do what he promised he would do. How do we know that? Verse 8. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Did you understand that this covenant that we have with God, in spite of our sins and our heartache and our woes, that he hears us and he protects us and he keeps us? And this is why we must study to show ourselves approved. When you're going through a hardship, when you're going through things that make no sense, and oftentimes if you've been guilty, as we all are, we have to ask for forgiveness. Nehemiah knew when he went to the Lord, he could depend on him. He could talk to him. He would hear that his answer to prayer would come. But he also understood there was a posture he had to stay in. That posture brought him to the remembrance of what he told the Israelites. Listen, not only that, but think about this. God is so loving and so kind that not only did he give his word to us, but when we study to show ourselves approved, we can give the same word back to him and it will grasp into. Did you catch that? It will grasp his attention. This is why it's important to pray the word, to pray in depth of your soul, to understand that he hears and he answers. 10. Now these are the servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. These are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. These are the servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. Are you a servant that is of the body of Christ, whom he has redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand? Do you acknowledge his presence? Do you understand the God that he is, the Abba Father that he is, the King that he is, with all authority and power and might and strength, and yet you're connected to him, and yet you are strongly engrafted in the body of Christ? What I love about him, he didn't put a color on connection. He didn't put that we had to be of a certain socioeconomic stature. He didn't say that we had to possess great land to be a part of the body of Christ. He simply allowed us to come. He wanted us to partake and learn of him, which is a mutual relationship. Why do we think that God is the one that always has to pour out and we don't do our part? Why is it that we don't think about the commandments or what he meant when he said to Moses for the people to be safe and to be loved on and to be saved? Why do we think differently when he's established what needs to be done? There is a lot going on in our world. There's a lot going on in the body of Christ. He's allowing us to understand what it means to be in him, what it means to serve him, what it means to be in mutual relationship. Anybody could say, if they were with someone that only wanted something from them, most of us would not stay. When we approach the king and we serve the king, we are representatives of a kingdom. What does the kingdom look like to you? I began asking that because there are a lot of people and people think differently. For some, it may be that they see a kingdom and a kingship as where they honor someone in adoration and they're bowing and they're subjecting themselves to another. As I said, they would celebrate him and they would lift his name on high and they would dance before him. To others, they would understand to be in a kingdom You have to be subjected to the king and follow the king's decree. For us as the body of Christ, the word of God is our foundation. Our relationship is set with our Heavenly Father, our Abba Father, and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. In this kingship relationship, it is not so where we just are meek and merely understanding who we are. We understand we're connected to a king. We understand we have the right, our king. We understand that he hears and he listens and he does what he said he's going to do. And this is the most beautiful part about it. What he does for one in the body of Christ, he will do for another. He knows the needs and the hearts of every man, woman, boy, and girl. And he's attentive to those needs. And when Nehemiah cried out before him, he heard Nehemiah's voice, because Nehemiah came, as we would say in common terms today, correct. Nehemiah worshiped him, and he began to let him know how much he adored him. He acknowledged his strength, and yet because of that, he continued to talk to him. Do you know prayer is your communication with God? It's your talking to him, sharing with him, giving him all that you have, and allowing him to instruct you, to talk back to you. How many of us that we bow and we pray and we begin to tell God all about our circumstances, everything we've gone through, but yet never took the time to wait to hear his voice? It's praying today where we just call on the name of the Lord, name it, claim it, it's done, I pray. Or is praying remembering all asks? Are we praying for others? Are we praying to get closer to him? Are we wanting to make sure that it isn't a one-sided relationship, that we just call on his name and we ask him for what we need, and yet we don't consider what he needs from us? Are we in position when we're communicating with him to come with a mind filled with faith, understanding that what we ask for, according to his will, it shall be done? Or do we not even consider what his will is? He's commanding that we listen, we love, we have grace with one another. But in talking to him, to always acknowledge he is the king. Not only did Nehemiah do this, but Nehemiah waited on the Lord. He understood that he couldn't just talk to him, but that he would talk to him with grace. He would talk to him with strength, the understanding who God was. 11 says this, O Lord, I beseech thee, now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servant who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Listen, Nehemiah understood how to talk to the Lord. Do you understand that when you go to God, there's a confidence that should be there? Every day isn't the same. There are days we're going to need him in urgency. There are other days we just want to sit before him and worship him. There are going to be days through your prayer life that you say, Lord, I don't even know which way to turn. But what I am trying for us to get today is when we come correct. When we talk with him, we know who he is and that we have enough confidence and ability in recognizing his will that we can subject ourselves for him to have his will in his way. 11 was so powerful to me because he says, oh Lord, I beseech thee, let now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, not next week, not next month, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant. In other words, I'm not just out here doing what I do. I very well know who you are, and I serve with excellence, and I serve with a heart to follow you, and I serve, the key word is serve you. And to the prayer of thy servant, all of us. See, this is when we don't go in just for ourselves. He said, but all of us, the prayer of thy servant who desire to fear thy name. Uh-oh. And he didn't leave out this word, and prosper, I pray thee. Thy servant, not tomorrow, not yesterday, not 2 months down the road, not a year down the way. He said, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. You know who I am? You know what I've done. Do you ever feel like you can talk to your daddy like that? You know who I am. You know how I love you. I recognize we're all in process. Some are further than others. But one thing is for sure. You can rest in the Lord and in the power of his might. To remind you today, don't ever give up. Stand firm. And when God has need of you, be prepared. Allow him to use you in every capacity he desires to. When you say you serve the king, mean you serve the king, not man per se only. Because when we're working, we're serving under man. We are fulfilling what the job needs. But when you're serving the king, you're fulfilling what he needs. It comes with our attitude. It comes with our integrity. It comes with our character that others would see him in us, not in our own vainglory, but that he is in us. And when they see him in you, when they see him in me, that we please him. I don't know what it all takes sometimes to be able to just watch others and not help them understand how important it is to serve him. There's always a way we can drop a kind word. There's always a way when we serve the king, that he may be glorified. I want you to really look at this passage. It's short, it's sweet, but it's powerful. If we can have the confidence today of Nehemiah to recognize there was a work to be done and God could count on him to fulfill it. God never tells us it's going to be easy, but he does assure us if we follow his will, we will have victory. Victory doesn't always look like everything we want. Victory is what we have in the overcomer's anointing by allowing him to have his divine will and way. We know the scripture, Romans 8:37. It tells us nay in all these things. Are we more than conquerors through him that loved us? Are you more than a conqueror today? Life can beat you up sometimes. And as much as you have faith in God, you can be weakened by what is thrown to you. I want you to know it's okay. Because our God hears and he answers prayer. And if you don't know him, I ask, I implore that you come to know him. Be protected by him. Be covered by him. Be loved on. No one can love us like he can. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you if you don't know him. He's waiting on you if you do know him. That's the importance of coming to the Lord. Let your prayers mean more than asking him about everything just for you. Remember, communication goes both ways. Not just, oh, Lord, I just need you to do this. I don't know why you didn't do this for me this day. I just am so sick of waiting, and I can't do it this way. Every time I do this, it seems like nothing works out for me and blah. But have you stopped, centered yourself, and said, Lord, what are you saying? The word of God tells us in the book of Joshua, that we are to meditate on him. Day and night. Are we meditating on his terrible acts, the great things he's done, or are we just going to sleep? Are we fulfilling Joshua? There are some things that when we think that we're not fully receiving all that the word has said, I want to ask a question. Are you doing your part to fulfill what he needs from you? It really is something to look at. We all want the fullness of his presence as believers. We want him to love us, to trust us. But it goes back to this question. When you're serving the king, are you doing your part? I want to be found faithful. I want him to say, job well done. I want him to love me. I want him to be able to say, you did all that I required you to do. Is when you're living a fulfilled life in him. I stop by to remind you. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants you to understand relationship in its fullest. And not only with him, everyone we come in contact with. Know your role. You have neighbors. Love them. Know your role. You have jobs. Know your role. You have family, children, spouses, if you have one. Know your role. We're going to be accountable for it. All those gifts you have, know your role. Know how to use it, when to use it, who to use them with. Who not to use them with, how to pray, how to cover yourself in prayer, how to pray for others that they may be blessed as well, that we would prosper, Nehemiah said. Then 3 John 2 said, I wish above all things that ye prosper as your soul prospers. So they go hand in hand. We shouldn't want the fertility and wealth of the land without having our souls prosper through this gospel. It is his desire. It is his will and his way. But he commune with us and love us. And we love him, tension of all that are around us. A closing question. Do you have to tell a person you're a Christian? Or do they know it? Without you, oh, I go to this church, I do this, I do that. Do they know it? Because the word of God says, you shall know a tree by the fruit it bears. What kind of tree are you? And do you have any fruit? It's important to think about it, but it's more important to live. I pray this week's exhortation has blessed you. I love to read the Word of God. I love to hear speaking, helping us to understand in our roles and our lives what it means. The confidence of the word, the power of the word, and knowing that he will not fail us. He will not disappoint us. He is with us always, even until the end of the world. So I want you to be encouraged and strengthened in knowing that God loves you, and so do we. I want to share that there are so many things going on, not only in our communities, in our world, in our lives. The Lord is up to great and amazing things. He would want more than anything to celebrate his children, to help his children, to love his children. This is why it's so important to know him. So I extend this invitation to you. If you don't know him in the power of his might and who he is, that you come to know him. Powerful. He is gracious. He is kind. He'll never leave you nor forsake you because it is his good pleasure to love you. It's his good pleasure to care for you. We do this by acknowledging him in our heart and in our mind and confessing him with our mouth. You do this, the Bible says, that you will be saved. When you make the decision, after you said yes to God, you need to connect with a Bible-believing church so that you can continue to keep yourself strong and healthy. It is important not to just make a decision and then run away, but it's far more important to receive what the Lord has in store for you and let you know that this life you're living is worth it all in him, and he will love you through it all. I also want you to let us know when you're saved. These podcasts and what we do for the Lord, it means nothing if we can't do it where he's fulfilled. So I encourage you that if you make a decision and say, I serve the Lord, please let us know. We love to know that God has become a forefront in your life. Because after it's all said and done, that's what we're living for as believers and those that carry this gospel, very own Dr. Kimmy, Kim, She's carrying the gospel with us through these words as the people of God, fulfilling his will in his way, that he may be glorified. So I want to share some things with you. First of all, thank you again for listening to today's podcast. If it is your birthday month, this month of August, which is coming to a close on today, we say happy birthday to you. To every birthday in the month of August, we say God bless you. We pray that your day is fulfilled with joy and love and has been fulfilled, that he's kept you, he's loved on you, and that you were celebrated on your special day. Perhaps it's not your birthday. Maybe you had a baby, doing something wonderful in your life, accomplished a goal, had a baby, gotten married, whatever it may be that brought you joy. We want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are super excited for you. We also know on the other end of the scale, there are times when we go through and we need prayer and we need one another in the body of Christ. Here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying, sincerely praying for you. You are not alone. And when you give us your prayer request and things happen, we need you to know we are lifting you in prayer and that God, we believe, will answer you. We also want you to know for those of you that are experiencing deaths in your family, we are telling you we love you and we send our condolences to you and your family. We understand that death can be hard. And there's so many things that happen during a passing of a loved one. But know today that you are being prayed for. Know today that you will get through it. And know today that the Lord is with you, standing with you and your family. I want you to know that we have some community announcements we'd like to share with you. There is the Women at War. This will be on September 10th, and it is under the leadership of Evangelist Deborah Arnold. This event will be not only on September the 10th, but it will be, I'm looking for the location, it's going to be at 8703 St. Charles Rock Road. And the zip code is 63114. Our very own Pastor Alicia Curry will be a part of this service as well. So we are praying for all of the services and things that are happening in our city. And we just want you to know that we are lifting these community announcements out and up, okay? We also want to share with you, there is a another announcement coming up with our very own sister, Alicia Curry, First Lady Alicia. I call her, we call her Pastor Alicia, her very own women's conference. Curry the Cross Church presents their women's conference. It presents You're Not a Victim, You're an Overcomer Women's Conference. This conference will be September 17th at 7 p.m. at 14550 New Hallsbury Road. Please buy an all means calendar it. We are excited about it. The host will be Pastor Shanella Huntley, and she is the host of this. But we are very grateful and thankful. Curry the Cross Church, God bless you on today. We're excited about what God is going to do. Then there's Wake Up St. Louis. This event will be held on September 17th from 12 p.m. till 4 p.m. in the O'Fallon Park in St. Louis, Missouri, 315 Taylor Road. Please, for more information, contact Operation Save the Loop, or you can reach out to Ross. Again, that name is Eric Ross, and they will be able to contact you. And let me give you the phone number that you will be able to contact Mr. Ross with, and he will be glad to answer any of your questions concerning Save the Loop. This event is for the Christians in our community to come together in unity. And the purpose of that is so that we can grow together and defeat the enemy and be able to share the love of God. This is an evangelistical outreach, and it is where you can be a part of it as well. The number for Mr. Roth is 314-497-8314. Please contact him for you to be able to enjoy this event. Bring your family, bring your friends, all that they would be able to enjoy the gospel and share the gospel with our community. Amen. Also, we want you to know there is Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis, U-L-S-T-L, they offer programs and services, whether you're in need or wanting to better yourself. Perhaps you thought about being a part of your community, serving differently, learning more. There are various programs that they have that will be able to assist you, as well as with jobs, finding jobs, that they offer things that are important to our community. For all of the listings that they have, please look them up at ulstl.com. Lastly, we have the St. Louis County Library. They are offering diapers and personal items for women. They call them flow kits. If you are in need of any of those items, please contact slcl.org. They'll be able to give you locations that you're able to pick up these items. They ask that you call ahead. That way they know if they have them in stock so that you're able to receive these items. It is important for us to be able to have what we need, time we need it. I ask that if you would like to send us your community announcements, that you send them to me, Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook, and you can inbox that information to me or send it to me at Leading Wright, like you're leading someone, Wright like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, at gmail.com. I will look at all of your announcements, prayer requests, and definitely pray and respond back to you. We are thankful for the opportunity to serve. We are thankful for our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson and Elation Radio, and we're looking forward to many things ahead. Listen, we have a few more announcements. On Monday nights, you can see and hear Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Wednesdays, Lord Saying the Same, you can reach us back here at Elation Radio at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Just For You. We also have an affiliation with our sisters under our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, on Facebook every second and fourth Friday. Please join us on Facebook, on Clubhouse. Let me get it right so you don't get the wrong information. Every second and fourth Friday on Clubhouse. That means you need to download the app if you don't have it. Search for From Ashes to Beauty. Join our group. Get the information. And then believe me, we're looking to celebrate and fellowship with you on the second and fourth Friday. Again, thank you again for the opportunity to serve you on today. Please continue to lift me up in prayer. We're thankful for each and every one of you that, and he is worthy to be praised. Continue to lift up Elation Radio. You can hear these podcasts and replays. When you go to on YouTube, you can look under Just For You, or you can look under Elation Radio. You will find that God is getting the glory for all that is being done in his name. Continue to pray for our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, who's doing a fantastic job. And we love her so, and we love you. May God continue to bless you and keep you. We're going to pray out. You have the information to contact us, and we thank you in advance. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being with us, leading us, guiding us, and directing us. Thank you for giving us strength, help, and peace. Thank you for allowing us to do all the things you want us to do in and through you. I ask that you hear the needs of your people, that you prosper us, that you strengthen us, that you heal us, that you deliver us. Thank you for those that got saved on today, whether it's through this podcast or through another ministry. We lift you up, oh God. We graciously acknowledge you. We openly say we need you because there is none like you. We pray for the fivefold ministry. We pray for our government. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for ourselves, oh God, asking that you continually look upon us, forgive us all of our sins, and give us a heart to forgive others. We ask, oh God, that you hear every petition that's been spoken out and those that are not spoken. Have your divine will and way, and we will forevermore. We celebrate with those that celebrate and mourn with those that mourn. And we thank you for your love, your power, your grace in every day that we live. And Father, would you make us a blessing for someone else? Bless us to be a blessing that you will be glorified, and allow us to be wise by winning souls for the kingdom, that your kingdom may be enlarged. We thank you and pray all of these things. I cover and pray for my household, my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., asking that you keep his body, keep his mind, keep us strong to do ministry, oh God. And we say thank you and we praise you for all things and everything that we're praying. We're agreeing with your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, we thank you for listening to the Just For You podcast. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and we love you. God bless you. Until next time. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, everybody, begin to clap your hands and let's praise the Lord. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning time. Yeah. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more heartache. This is the day I've got joy. I've got joy. Now I have peace.
joy, 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 joy,